Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
You're on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Today on Chasing Cars, we review the BMW iX3. It's a BMW. It's fully electric. It's an SUV. But is it worth its $270,000 price tag? Stay with Money FM 89.3 to find out.
Chasing Cars with Clarissa and Julian Coe from SG Car Mart. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Chasing Cars. I'm Clarissa Montero for Money FM 89.3 on the phone with Julian Coe, editor from SG Car Mart. Julian, BMW iX3, I only get it next week.
Oh, why so late?
Because I wasn't test driving cars for at least 6 months. You know this.
horrible.
But
you need some catching up.
I have a lot of cars to catch up on. I think there was about six at Audi I haven't tried yet. But we're not talking about Audi today. We're talking about BMW. And you know I have a very soft spot in my heart for BMWs because my favorite car of all time is a BMW. It is not an X3, however. I am not a big fan of SUVs. In case you have never heard this segment before and you have never heard me say this before and you're a new listener, welcome to the show. I do not like SUVs.
Oh, fair enough. At least you're being honest, so I've got to give you that. I can't say I'm a big fan of SUVs either, but I think they do serve a very, very good purpose. It's all for the sake of function. I mean, they're spacious, obviously. And if you're the sort of family guy like me and you don't really want to be seen driving in a, you know, MPV, an SUV might just actually work out well for you and your family, you know.
I get prefer crossovers.
You're better off getting a hatchback then.
No, you know why I prefer crossovers? Because for me, it is all the compelling arguments that people make about why SUVs are great cars for families. But at least you don't sit up so high like a bus driver.
Okay, fair enough.
Closer to the ground feels a little bit more like a car. Having said that, one of the first SUVs that I ever test drove that I really actually didn't mind, I won't go so far to say I liked it, but I didn't mind it, was a previous iteration of the X3. It was small, it was quite maneuverable, it was easy to drive, it looked good. So the iX3 was, for me, the SUV of the week because it also is fully electric, which, of course, is very exciting to a lot of people in Singapore right now.
Yes. Well, I cannot disagree with you. I think the previous generation X3 looked really gorgeous. I think it did whatever you asked of it. It dishes out anything you ask of it very nicely, very seamlessly. And when it came down to the following generation, I thought the looks was, you know, it's either a hate it or you love it sort of looks, right?
Okay, the first ever X3 looked like, you know, it came out of Star Wars.
Yes, it was rather flat, I would say.
And boxy.
Yes.
But after that, although they took the same design elements, they softened it, they put more curves to the lines, they actually made it very pretty.
Now,
big complaint with electric cars in general is they look like toys. You know, for some reason, a lot of electric cars are designed to almost not look good. But the iX3 looks like an X3. And at first glance, you don't even realize that it is a fully electric car, which I really like.
Yes, I think the whole transition from the internal combustion engine to electric was very seamless for BMW. They did have a plug-in hybrid to sort of ease people in slowly and very steadily. Even some of the cars, they actually had some hybrid. But this jump from ICE cars right straight into an electric, full electric car, in the case of the iX3, I thought it was very seamless. And everything about the car just felt normal.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not talking, and it's not, I'm
and
not
that's not
that
an insult,
normal.
Right? Oh, it feels
yeah,
normal.
Exactly.
It's not an insult. It's actually a good thing.
Exactly. And I think that's important for people who are willing to jump from a regular combustion, internal combustion engine into electric, it feels very seamless. When I got into the car, nothing stood out, like as if, you know, I had to second guess what the buttons are for, you know, what the knobs are for. Nothing. Everything just felt like I'm driving a regular X3. Just that, of course, this is a fully electric car. And it feels really, really good. I actually like how they actually bring out the whole light blue or electric blue trims on the car, just to differentiate it from the regular X3. That sort of tells you, like, you know, tells people on the road that, you know, I'm driving something a little bit more special.
Okay, now, I haven't taken the car out yet. I'm only taking it out next week. So I'm going to rely on your taste call, which is a scary proposition, but okay. Let's talk about BMW, the design, the inside, the how does it feel? Does it feel luxurious? Is it pretty? Tell me everything.
Well, I mean, the inside is typical BMW fanfare, right? You get in, if you've driven the regular X3, coming into the iX3 just feels exactly the same. You get some minor differentiation, like I said, some electric blue trims and colors inside, especially around the gear knobs, the start-stop buttons. But essentially, you don't go in feeling like, oh, this looks completely different. No, you just go in feeling like, oh, well, you know, I'm very familiar with what this whole thing is all about. I mean, you get that whole 12.3-inch screen. You get that whole operating system 7, which is very easy to use, very down-to-earth, very, you know, straightforward. But I really have to say, I like how the car looks. I mean, it just pops out at you. I actually saw one on the road recently, and the moment I looked at it, at first glance, you would think that, oh, it's just a regular X3. Then I saw all that nice electric blue color with that wheels, that, you know, aerodynamically sound wheels, and I just told myself, but this has to be the iX3. So I moved forward, and I realized, you know what, I was right. It is the iX3. There are people who actually buy this SUV. And it's really no surprise there. I mean, thinking about it, the whole electric drivetrain, it's fabulous. So this is actually, I drove the facelifted one, right? So the pre-facelift was a year and a half ago or something like that. I can't remember exactly when, but this feels a little bit more modern. The drivetrain is still impressive. You get plenty of electric torque that makes for easy acceleration. And get this, the most important part of all, you get a very realistic 400 kilometer range, which is absolutely solid. 400 kilometers.
It's solid, but it's not fantastic, you know.
Yeah, I have to admit, it's not fantastic. I mean, it's not like, it, I mean, but then again, man, it's a full electric car that does 400 km. I could do 2 weeks, maybe even 400 km. I could genuinely last that long. And it is still a very practical, sensible, family-friendly SUV. And that's, you know, you think about it, that's for all its intents and purposes, right? The X3 being an SUV and all, it's still comfortable, it's still easy to drive, you can still use the car on a daily basis. I think people need to understand that just because it's fully electric does not mean that I can't use the car on a daily basis. No way. You know, you can still use a car. It's just a regular car. We need to get over the part that, oh, it's an electric car. I think I need to think about where I have to charge. I need to think about whether or not I have range anxiety. No way. 400 km. No way. You won't get any range anxiety. You can afford to take the wrong route every once in a while.
Hello, you're in Singapore anyway.
Exactly.
How many rounds of Singapore is 460 kilometers?
Exactly, right? And I think what's really attractive about the car is that, yes, $276,888 is no chump change. But if you look across the range of all electric cars, this is actually quite compelling.
Yeah, okay, fine. You know, it is in excess of $270,000, right? Which, of course, the average car buyer is going to go, But if you're looking at fully electric SUVs, I don't actually think the iX3 competes with the Audi e-tron, different size. But, I mean, look at the price of the e-tron, as an example.
Yeah.
You know, $270,000-ish suddenly isn't that much. And somebody did make a case recently, somebody from a car brand. Basically, they said, you know, the price that you put down to buy a fully electric car is higher at the start. But think of the savings as you go down the line 2-3 years in. You're not buying petrol.
Exactly.
You know, it's a different kind of warranties on this car. It's a different kind of wear and tear, servicing, price point. So there's a little plus, a little bit minus there. So I suppose if you're thinking of buying a car like this, you need to really look at your numbers.
Yes, I mean, after all, you get an electric car for two reasons. I feel I will get an electric car for two reasons. The first reason is obviously better. I just want to create a better environment, a better earth for my kids, for my kids' kids, you know, for my children's children, for the far future generation. That's my main, of course, number one priority. My second priority is obviously I want to save some money, right? I don't want to have to pump $100 every week driving an electric car. You're not going to spend $100 on electric charging every week. No way.
Well, if you did, I don't know where you're driving.
If I ever did and I tell you about it, please give me a slap, because I
just
mean, I'm
just one slap. Come yeah. Now, I'm a lot more generous than that with my slapping. Okay, but you know what? I haven't test driven it. I'm only collecting it next week, right? So I'm going to be focusing in on the looks. Now, other car reviewers have said, meh, it's not that exciting to look at. But I actually really like, and I have seen a few of it on the roads because I live around rich people. They are around. And they have cars like this. I like the M Sport detailing. You're right, the blue and the everything about it. It looks really nice. I like how it looks.
Yep. Well, I like how it looks, but I think the base color needs to be nice. I mean, if you take like maybe a nice, so that the contrast is green, right? I mean, you take like a black or white, you know, with that nice electric blue sort of stands out. But if you take like a dull color, like a gray, you know, and it doesn't stand out as much as you like it to be, or maybe even a dark blue. I think an electric blue and a dark blue wouldn't really make it look very, it wouldn't be complimenting. That's what I'm saying. You've got to choose a nice base color.
I actually think that BMWs in general, something about their design lines look great in black.
Fair enough.
And especially with the blue detailing, it looks really, really nice in black. Now, there's a lot of people who say black car, Singapore, hot, you know, sunshine and all that. I'm like, what are you doing parking a $270,000+ car out in the sunshine? This is the kind of car you park underneath something in covered parking. Come on.
You know what? I will never be able to afford the iX3, even though I've driven the car and I genuinely like the car. But I can't say I like this car more than the flagship iX. I think the iX is a lovely, actually, in all honesty, that is probably the loveliest electric car I've ever driven, the BMW iX. I know I'll never be able to afford these cars, but I'm actually just a little bit, excited about the thought of owning an electric car when the time is ready, when there are enough infrastructure around, you know, when everything is sound. Like, you know, I don't have to go like 12 kilometers to charge my car. Just downstairs will do. I mean, I'm a little bit excited about that. I mean, I think that's the future, and it gets me thinking, you know. And all these, it's becoming a real thing, yeah. I mean, all the cars that are launched, they are all electrified by 2030, which is not too far, not the distant future away. I mean, this is going to happen. Our next car might well be a full electric car.
Don't put this "we" into the mix. What "we" are we talking about? Some of we may not be owning cars at that point.
Well, that is true. I spoke to my wife, actually. I said, you know what, I think I'm going to sell my car and I'm not going to buy another car. I just want to keep the cash.
And after she finished laughing, what did she say?
Yeah, she said, stop dreaming. It's not going to happen.
Okay. Here's an interesting factoid about the BMW iX3. Then we can make a comparison between it and other cars in its, competition. Per month, your repayment on this car would be $2,248. So never mind about the $270,000, right? Think of it as $2,248 a month in car payments before you switch it on. And ask yourself, can you afford that? Now, if the answer is, oh, no problem, then you earn more money than Julian and I do.
Yep. Oh, stop reminding me about that. It's very depressing.
All right, so BMW iX3, what is in its competition? Because like I said, I mean, I think the e-tron is great, but it is not its competition. It's much bigger. So what is its competition? The Jaguar?
Well, I would think not really, because I think the Audi e-tron competes with the Jaguar. So if the Audi e-tron is not its competitor, I think the Jaguar I-Pace wouldn't be its competitor as well.
It's smaller. It's so much smaller. The iX3 is so much smaller than the e-tron.
Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, I've not thought through about what this car's competitors are, because there isn't one at this point in time. Maybe the EQC would be it. Mm-hmm. That's the only one I can think of, the Mercedes EQC. But other than that, I can't think of any from Audi. I can't think of any from anyone else. At this point in time, full electric, the EQC is definitely the closest competitor, or rather, it is the direct competitor.
Okay. All right. And if you were looking at, since we picked the iX3 as our highlight car of the week, if you were looking at SUVs and fully electric, at that point, you're not going to just look at one car. So you need to give our listeners an opportunity to consider other cars. What would they be? Give them a couple to think about.
You know what?
Go check out the e-tron.
Just check out other cars. Because when it comes to electric cars, you feel, here's the problem with electric cars. Most of them feel the same. You can be driving a Honda E, which is a small K-car looking sort of electric car. And then you could jump straight up to a Tesla Model 3, for instance, or maybe a Polestar 2, and then jump up to an SUV like the iX3 or the iX, or maybe even the Audi e-tron. These cars, when you drive them, it feels essentially the same in a way that, you know, because the torque curve is just, there's no torque curve. When you press the accelerator, it just shoots out.
Yeah, it's very linear.
Exactly. So it feels that way. So you really need to think about functionality more than the drive. And I feel that way. So if you're thinking like, you know what, I don't really need space. Well, Honda E would be right up your alley. I want it to be sporty. Well, you could consider the Polestar 2. You could consider the Tesla Model 3. But if you really want function more than anything else, then yes, the iX3, the EQC, this would be the car in its class that wouldn't... Well, it will still set you back quite a bit of money, but it's not going to be as expensive as, obviously, the Audi e-tron and the Jaguar I-Pace. So at this point in time, with regards to the iX3, if you think that, well, I'm really a BMW kind of guy, and I really enjoy the drive of the BMW cars, which is, the iX3 doesn't fail, yeah? I mean, it's still very dynamically sound, as with all BMW cars. Take a look at it. However, if you want something a little bit different, the EQC might be worth taking a look. But get this. The cabin of the EQC, from what I remember, including, like, you know, how it drives and all, it sort of looks and feels very normal.
Mm.
It's really genuinely normal. I mean, it doesn't read obvious packaging benefits of an EV. Obviously, I mean, we're in a bespoke EVs like the Audi e-tron or Jaguar I-Pace. You know, the EV packaging sort of frees up more interior space. You don't really get that in an EQC.
Right.
So while the space for the rear passengers is agreeable, for instance, in the EQC, it's not quite as spacious as, you know, cab forward design such as the I-Pace.
Mm.
So if you think about it from an everyday use perspective, it's really no different from the GLC. So I wouldn't say it stands out significantly much. Yes, the argument here is we may say that the iX3 seems very normal. And normal is no insult, by the way. Normal is great. But it feels spacious. You can actually use this car on a regular basis. It's a great car. But still, I have to make my stand very firm. I prefer the iX. That's just a wonderful, wonderful SUV.
Like, it's also wonderfully more expensive, I'm just pointing out.
I know. But I'm so in love with that car.
It's almost $1,000 more expensive a month to pay for. And yeah, on that note, you be quiet. this has been Chasing Cars. We've reviewed the BMW iX3. We kind of both like it, but I have to add the caveat of I only test drive it next week. And if the opportunity arises, I shall update you on what I think. But it is $270,000 worth of cars, so you've got to make that decision for yourself. Can you afford it? If you can, lucky you. I'm Clarissa Montero. He is Julian Coe from SG Carmart. This is Chasing Cars on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.